Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1
Amp Radio.
Good morning to you. You could say thank you to our girl Chelsea for buying you and your office or wherever you work breakfast. Anytime any one of us is late to work, we got to buy a listener breakfast and their place of work.
It's only fair.
Yeah, it's only fair. So shoot us a call. 877-971-HITS if you want some free breakfast this morning. All right, we'll hook you up at caller 9. Now, if you just tuned in, this has never happened before. We have zero idea where Chelsea may be this morning. And we're going to go through a timeline of the last 24 hours, what we know about her being. At 4 p.m., according to her Instagram story, Chelsea was at 12th Tribe. Again, it's not a cult. It's not some type of yoga experience. It's basically an overpriced store in Venice.
For Coachella clothes, so it is kind of a cult.
She was shopping for Coachella clothes. She was stressed out about this whole situation. But basically, you can get the same outfits at the Paramount swap meet for less.
Goodwill.
Forever 21.
At 6:20 p.m., she liked a link that Brian sent to our group text message area about Lori Loughlin. And we just have new information that at 10:02 p.m., she actually emailed Tamara, our social media guru.
Wow.
What was that email about?
It was about Coachella fashion.
What a shocker. A twist. There's been a twist in the mystery.
She's so stressed out. So we're going to attempt to call her right now and see if she answers. And I think if it goes straight to voicemail, it's going to be the classic, you know, you forget to plug in your iPhone and now you have zero alarms. And she lives alone. She has a roommate.
Well, we think, but she doesn't know anything about her roommate. Yeah. It's a very questionable situation.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 2 4 8 2.
Oh! Oh! Voicemail up, Chelsea.
Sorry, Chelsea.
Chelsea is going through a little bit of a drought. She might not mind if we just release her phone number.
Hey, also, I'd like to point out a couple things here. One, it's not Mercury is not in retrograde right now. And the reason I know that is because she corrected producer Brad yesterday when Brad was like, oh, Mercury's in retrograde. And she's like, it's actually not. Oh. In a very Chelsea-like way.
All right, let's go to the phone line and see who's going to get some free breakfast. You already went through caller 1 through 8, Tamara?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We're going to caller 9 right now. 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning. What's your name and where you from?
I'm Monica calling from Loma Linda, California.
What's up, Monica?
What up?
By the way, you're
I'm
live.
Hungry. I'm hungry.
I work
12 hours as a nurse. You guys have to feed us.
Oh my gosh, God bless you. By the way, my
8-hour shifts are not, they're not going to win.
Yeah, before you continue on venting, just please do not curse. Yeah. We're live on the radio right now.
Okay.
A hangry nurse after a 12-hour shift. We don't know what's coming next.
Do you work at the Loma Linda Medical Center?
I do, at the sister hospital just down the street.
Oh, that's awesome. My mom's been in the hospital, so thank you for what you guys do. You guys were amazing.
Oh,
to her.
No problem.
God bless
problem.
You guys.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations, Chelsea, once we find her. We'll pay for your breakfast and however many coworkers you want. How many coworkers you got?
What? I think on the floor today we have 8 or 9.
Okay. Perfect. She's like, in the hospital we have.
And also Loma Linda as well, while you're hooking it up.
And Chelsea's also going to pay for whoever delivers it out there for gas.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Monica, we love you. Do you have any guess or any idea where you believe Chelsea may be at this morning?
You know, she might already be at Coachella.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Look who's at the door. Well, well, well.
Well, well. Look who decided to walk in. The walk of shame, a different type. Welcome, Chelsea.
Hi, guys.
Yo.
She said, hi, guys.
Hi, guys. It's like she just tried to walk in, like, maybe no one will notice.
Wow. Chelsea.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear why you're rolling up to work at 6:42 in the morning, an hour and 40 minutes late.
Ooh. I mean, convenient is just before your first report. Now we got something to talk about.
Ooh. Where in the world was Chelsea Briggs that she rolled up an hour and 40 minutes late to work this morning? She just walked in at 6:42.
Legit rolled up like, hey guys.
We're about to find out. Before we get into that, I do want to send a shout out to Abigail from Covina. Shout out to, she's on her way to jury duty, but picked up some Amp Coachella house tickets for this weekend. Congrats. Thank you for listening to us. We have some more passes coming your way at 7:10 this morning.
The Chelsea Report.
The Chelsea Report is actually about Chelsea this morning.
It's a report on Chelsea. Oh,
so man. A couple of things we know. We look back at your Instagram stories, Chelsea, the last 24 to find out where she's been. Mm-hmm. At 4 p.m., you posted up that you were at 12th Trive. We cleared up. It's not a cult. It's just a store in Venice with overpriced Coachella clothing.
Mm-hmm. So it's borderline culty.
Could be.
At 6:20 p.m., you liked one of our messages on our group text. And at 10:02 p.m., you emailed Tamara with some Coachella fashion stuff.
Right?
We're worried about you because this is very unlike you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of different theories going out there. One of our listeners mentioned, Monica, she's a nurse at Loma Linda, said, Chelsea's probably already at Coachella, guys. She's like, bye. So, Chelsea, we'd love to hear from you. What happened?
Well, first off, just so we're all on the same page, this is like my worst nightmare that I'm living out right now. That this would happen.
What? You mean being grilled about being late to a show?
So you understand, if you're ever late to your job, if you're listening right now, it usually doesn't get projected to hundreds of thousands of people.
That's a good point.
And Chelsea's a very responsible person.
The idea of waking up and realizing that you're late, it's that nightmare that you wake up and it's that sudden jerk of like, I'm late. And then you're like, oh, it's Saturday. Well, that happened. But like, it's Thursday.
So you woke up thinking it was Saturday. So, then you panicked. It's Saturday.
But oh, her good.
It's Thursday.
Yeah.
But her first panic was, it's Saturday, and I'm still not at Coachella.
Yeah, well, that.
I gotta
that
get too. On the freeway.
Yes.
And then second was, wait, it's Thursday. Oh, I should be at work.
So what happened was, because I wake up and it's light out, and I'm immediately like, oh my god, this isn't good. And I look at my phone and it's dead and it was plugged in. So basically, like, I wish I had a crazy story. Like, I was up partying all night with the Jonas Brothers or someone, but like, my phone just didn't charge. Like, it didn't charge. It was completely dead.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even call. It was like, I was trying to like plug it into other, as I'm like rushing to get ready, trying to plug it into other circuits, whatever, to see if it was that. I don't know. And so I couldn't even call you guys to let you know that I was like on my way. It was. Yeah, that's what happened.
Your laptop has email.
Well, I know, but I was also like, shouldn't I just get in the car?
Yeah, that's probably quicker.
You know what I mean? Because I live 5 minutes down the road.
We were legit about to send Tamara out to your house. We don't know.
Sorry.
One time I dropped you off, but I don't remember exactly where you live. And Brian said you live at Air One.
I think you live at Air One.
I mean, I'm very proud if I could have found me.
Your favorite grocery store.
There's a good chance we go to Air One right now, and they're like, we did see her yesterday.
They give you definitely.
She was buying recovery juices.
Chels, how do you think your dad or mom would react to this? You being late to work like this?
Oh my gosh, it's so not like me. Well, that's the thing that's so weird. Is like I said, this is literally my nightmare. It's not.
What do you think your dad would say?
Oh, I think he would freak out.
Yeah. Well, why don't we ask him real quick?
Okay. Here we go. I knew it.
Good morning, Mr. Gary Briggs.
Oh, man. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great.
I need some coffee.
What are your thoughts, Mr. Briggs?
She needs to buy me breakfast.
Oh gosh! Why?
You
scared the crap out of me because I tune into your show today. That's how I tell how you're doing and what's going on. And they're saying that you haven't shown up and they can't get a hold of you. And then Brad texts me, wants your address to send out a search party for you.
Oh, wow.
And I wish I had something expensive for breakfast, but all I had was a bowl of cereal. So.
Oh my god.
Gary,
I tried texting, no response.
This is real, though. Coming from a father, you freak out like this. This is real.
It's crazy, though. I mean, I blame it on my phone. Like, really, though. I blame it on Apple because it has been weird lately. And all of a sudden, like, now, I don't know. That's just never happened before where at least, like, it'll be a little bit charged or I don't know. That's where my alarm clock is. So,
facts.
I'm sorry, Dad. I didn't mean to. I know.
Wow. And that is right. That's you're not like that. Usually you're, you've got a very good work ethic and responsible. So
absolutely.
It is unsettling.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Gary, thank you so
much.
But
don't do it again.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, listen, I'll try.
We're willing to send out a search party. Thank God you're okay, Chelsea, on a serious note. But also wanted to give you a heads up. The reason why your dad's talking about breakfast is because you bought Monica, who's a nurse, you mm-hmm. bought her breakfast
okay.
already.
Right.
And she works at Loma Linda Hospital.
Okay.
So you bought the hospital as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't know how many floors yet. It depends on what kind of mood Monica's in when she gets there.
Glad you're here, Chelsea.
It's a lot of Avo toast.
Love you, Dad. I'll send you some food.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.